'Tis the season of ghouls, goblins, and things that go bump in the night. So in honor of All Hallows' Eve, I thought we'd enjoy a ghost story of sorts and focus on the most infamous ghost of the bird world. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we step away from the bay to focus on the past or present ivory-billed woodpecker. This is Bay Birds. We begin with a ghost story of sorts, with the glimpses and shadows of a bird believed extinct since 1944. The ivory-billed woodpecker once ranged throughout the swampy forests of the Southeast, from North Carolina to Florida, throughout the lower Mississippi Valley states, and west to eastern Texas and Arkansas. It was the second largest woodpecker in the world, and its unmistakable ivory bill was actually a keratin coating over its bill. This coating grew throughout its life, but was continually worn down by constant pounding into trees to excavate roosting cavities and insects. Our story begins in the 1870s, when the laws protecting ivory-billed woodpecker habitat were weakened or dropped altogether, opening up the land to timber companies and subsequent clear-cutting. A single pair of ivory-billed woodpeckers is estimated to need at least 6 square miles of healthy, continuous forest habitat. Loss of critical habitat devastated ivory-billed populations, but it wasn't the only factor. Bird specimen collections became a popular hobby, and as ivory-billed woodpecker populations dropped, the desire to possess a specimen grew. By the early 1920s, ivory-billed woodpeckers were already believed extinct, until Cornell ornithologist Arthur A. Allen and his wife discovered a pair near the Taylor River in Florida. Sadly, when news of the sighting became public, taxidermists eager to supply collectors found and shot the pair. More ivory bills were subsequently discovered, but researchers in the late 1930s believed only about 22 individuals remained in existence. Of these, nearly one-third inhabited an old-growth forest in Louisiana called the Singer Tract. A lumber company owned this tract and, as you may have guessed, planned to log it. So in 1941, the National Audubon Society launched a campaign to preserve the Singer Tract as a refuge for ivory-billed woodpeckers. Their goal was to have the land publicly purchased and conserved. Sadly, and despite public and government pleas, the land was cut, the old-growth forest lost, and the last living ivory-billed woodpecker disappeared after 1944. Our ghost story doesn't end here, however. On February 11th, 2004, a kayaker and experienced birder glimpsed a large, majestic woodpecker in the Cache River National Wildlife Refuge in Arkansas. Based on his observations, he strongly believed he had discovered a living ivory-billed woodpecker. And this one glimpse sparked a phenomena of public excitement and 5 years of intensive efforts by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Cornell Labs, and other partners to document the bird's existence. Together, they explored over 500,000 acres, spanning 8 states, and although some compelling evidence was found, the question as to whether or not this ghost has come back from extinction has yet to be answered. You can judge for yourself. If you live in the Bay Area and haven't had a chance to see the movie Ghost Bird, you're going to get a great opportunity next Tuesday, November 9th, when the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary hosts a special screening of the film, followed by a talk with director Scott Crocker. For more information about this screening, visit our online calendar at www.tiburonaudubon.org/calendar.html. For more information about the film, visit ghostbirdmovie.com. And let's hope this time next year, this ghost story becomes a tale of survival. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.